Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
There you go. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Hello, you. It's coming up on 6 o'clock, and welcome to Thursday. Live audience Thursday. I'm Scott Pizzano. This is Sandy Waters. What's up to you?
Hello.
Hello. You know, we kind of had to give, like, a little scream before we crack our mics open first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, I have to wake up.
Today, okay, so I'm going to be... This might be a little bit of an overshare moment.
Oh.
But I have been in such a weird funk this week.
Yeah.
And I think it might be because I stopped my HRT patch, my hormone replacement patch.
Oh, why?
For two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One,
you're growing
I feel
a mustache?
Like, well, I feel like I'm getting bloated, and I'm not sure if it's the patch. So, you know, of course, because I'm vain, the bloating matters more than
vanity over sanity.
So anyhow, I'm just testing it out, seeing if that's what it is. But I've noticed a difference, and I'm sure you have too this week. I mean, I yelled at you the other day where I'm like, man, if HR was here, if we worked in a regular office, I would be fired. But I've known you for so long, and you know me, and you know it's just who I am. And then I'm just really tired. I'm just like really like in a funk.
So this.
So maybe this patch, this stuff does work.
So it does give you more energy and stuff like
know.
That?
I'm still trying to figure this all out.
You shave your face less a week?
But how about, that's the second time you made a facial hair joke.
I'm sorry. I don't even know if that's true. Is that true?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, not for me. I don't know.
I just think hormones. I think, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
I see. You know, no. Estrogen's the female hormone, so that's not going to grow
mustache. Oh, so you get estrogen.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
But this is the wild thing, and if anybody else has dealt with this, let me know, because I called the pharmacist. No, they called me and said, hey, listen, your patch is on back order.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be on a waiting list?
Oh, God.
I go, wait, what? What do you mean? What does that even mean? She goes, yeah. I go, well, what do people do? What do you mean it's on a wait list? I need it.
Yeah.
She goes, well, just call other pharmacies and see if they have it.
Oh, I remember when you were saying that. Yeah.
I'm like, but my insurance only will allow me to go to two pharmacies, OptumRx or CVS.
Okay.
So I call CVS and they're like, we have one left.
Save it for me. Put it under the counter.
That's
I'll be
what
right
I
there.
Said. I said, hide it. And then they called me back. They're like, no, your insurance won't fill it because it's too soon. by a week, too soon. So I go, no, but hide it in the very bottom.
Oh, my God.
He goes, no, I can't. And, we're on back order, too. I'm like, oh, what the hell is happening?
Can you put them behind the condoms?
Like, why? So that I was talked to my OBGYN, and she's like, oh, yeah, a lot of medications. They're because the big pharmaceutical companies are eating out the little ones, I guess.
Okay. Which it's causing a disruption.
Yeah. And like, you know, the generic brand, your insurance will only cover the generic brand. Well, the generic brand is that smaller company, I guess. I don't know if I heard it wrong, let me know. But I'm like, that's insane. How do you run out of medication?
Jeez.
What if this was like a serious medication that I needed?
I know, right? If it was like, you know, your life depended on it.
Well, I mean, your life kind of depends on it.
My life depends on it. My sanity. Sanity over vanity is what we're looking for.
Anyhow, so my apologies today. And...
it'll be fun.
Until I get my patch.
All right. Well, today it's going to be a cool day, but nice. You know, I mean, we'll see breaks of sunshine. Only 58. I just found out the average temp this time of year is 71. So.
Oh, yeah, well, that's thanks for telling us that.
Okay. Well,
what a bummer.
Well, it'll still be nice and toasty here in the studio for you. If you ever want to get warm, you just come on in.
Yeah,
here.
Anybody want to stop into the studio because we don't have AC, which you don't even need air conditioning.
It's weird. This building heated up over the last, well, okay, so the AC's been broken all week. It started, you know, that, you know, 80 and 88 or whatever it was, Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
It got hot. And then, you know, cooled down, but the building, it's all brick and stone, so
it
held the heat.
Feels fine in here.
Right now, it feels a lot better than it did yesterday at this time. I don't think it's fixed, because look at the wall.
I know.
There's no thermostat on the wall. It's all guts.
I was wondering, what the hell is that noise? It's your fan over here. Oh, my God.
I borrowed a fan. I had to. It was just...
Even today, it's fine.
Yeah, okay. We'll see. It usually heats up. So we'll see. We'll see. But in the meantime...
Says the guy who wore long sleeves and a vest to work.
Well, I was going to take it off, but just to get to work this morning. It's a chilly 46 degrees to start off. You are a teacher. You are listening. You're getting up early to go to work right around this time. You might even be leaving for work. Do not change the channel. Because if you are a teacher in this day and age, you have to listen to this other teacher and what he has to say about this time of year, teaching small children. It's next in The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Teachers, hope you're listening right now. We've got some teachers coming in today, too, don't we?
From the Wheatland Chilai District. Well, we get the superintendent. I'm, like, intimidated.
Why?
By the superintendent. Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm back in school, and the superintendent is in the building. Superintendent Dr. Stephen Kenny.
Uh-huh.
Whenever you have a doctor in front of your name, too, it's
all right.
Cheryl Giudice is coming in, and Mr. Ryan, who's a bus driver out there at Wheatland Chilai.
Oh, cool.
He was actually my kid's bus driver. He's the best bus driver, and he's at Wheatland Chilai now.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Well, speaking of teachers, and if you're a teacher or you're teacher adjacent, I love that word, you have to hear this guy. Now, you got about a month now before school's out? This has got to be, and you know, this is like peace out.
Oh, absolutely. No,
like,
kid is paying attention. This
right
must
now
be so hard. Are you going to play this for them when they come in?
Absolutely.
For live audience.
I want to get their reaction. They'll probably roll on the floor. Okay. All right. So if you're a teacher, listen to this guy.
Y'all, teaching at the end of the school year is not a job. It's a live action escape room designed by Satan and funded by Scholastic Book Fair money. These children are feral. A second May hits. Every student walks in like a divorced dad on the first day of vacation. Shoes untied, energy unholy. One child's care. Wearing a single go-gurt with no backpack, no pencil, no plan for the future. The kids can smell summer. You'll be up there teaching fractions and suddenly a lawnmower starts up outside. And 27 children simultaneously turn their heads to the window like they're prison inmates longing for freedom. You're not teaching anymore. You're just narrating the chaos. Charlotte, please stop barking. Why is there syrup on the Chromebook? Philip, put Connor down. Whose retainer is this? Meanwhile, middle schoolers are emotionally fighting for their lives. A girl is sobbing because Madison removed her from the shared Spotify playlist. Carly's crying because her best friend liked her TikTok in an aggressive way. What does that mean, Carly? Y'all teachers are dumb. over it. Every teacher right now is surviving on iced coffee, vibes, and the phrase, just make it to Friday. Suddenly, every class has become, today we're watching a movie about friendship because Mr. Greg has medically separated from reality. There are award ceremonies, field days, graduation, standardized testing, and at least one child has thrown up after spinning too fast at recess. And it's not just the teachers. The school itself has quit as well. The AC quits. The copier jams every 6 minutes. One hallway smells like ketchup for no reason. There's glitter everywhere. And nobody used glitter. But somehow, we still pull it off. We still decorate doors. We still rehearse the concerts. We still hug the kids goodbye while looking like Civil War nurses. Because deep down, we love these tiny little lunatics. But I swear to God, if one more child asks me, are we having class today or do we get to play? I'm gonna climb into the ceiling tiles and live there till August. Find your joy.
Find your joy. It's so brilliant. Oh my God.
You know what's so funny about you teachers? Like, you have to deal with that, yes, and then you go home and it doesn't freaking end.
Yeah, right.
No wonder why you sit in your car for an hour before you walk into the house.
No wonder you crack open a bottle of Jack.
Yeah, you have your own little small little lunatics to deal with.
No wonder you're doing fireball shots before six.
That's terrible to say. But so
my
true.
Parents used to get home. They were both teachers. My mom was a second grade elementary school teacher. My dad was a high school social studies teacher. And they would get home before 5 o'clock. They'd crack open a Manhattan and pour out the whiskey and just be like, ah.
Do you think that's what's keeping the alcohol industry alive?
Teachers?
Teachers alone?
If you're a teacher and you connect with anything he said, give us a call and you can vent too. 818-219-8, whatever a number is. It's just so funny.
818-289.
Yeah,
there you go. Okay, well, coming up in about 10 minutes. How much is too much to ask of a neighbor?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm just gonna put it, just dangle.
All right.
Where's your boundaries?
Okay, we'll get to that next.
Spisano and Sandy.
Watch that movie yet?
No.
Did you see Mike? Oh, it's such a, I want to go see it again.
Is it on TV?
His songs hit differently. No, no, it's not on TV
no,
yet.
No, I haven't gone to the
His
theater.
Songs hit differently now when you hear them on The Buzz, don't they? For you those know, of you who watched that movie.
I was just going to say, I haven't gone to see, what's it called, Michael or something?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's right before his life took a bad turn.
Right. But
anyhow,
lately I've been hearing his songs and I wear the headphones and I don't know what it is that made me totally reappreciate Michael Jackson and his talents.
After you watch the movie, you'll appreciate him even more.
Well,
okay. So here's the question. How much is too much to ask of a neighbor?
I got the answer. You don't even have to go far. When I got a phone call yesterday saying they bought 3 more couches that I have to help build, my friend.
Oh,
3 more couches.
Okay, I wasn't gonna go there.
2 hours apiece.
You're so angry.
No,
you're so angry. Wait, I wasn't even gonna go there, but that's funny. So the other day, if you missed it, and you're just joining us here on Spisano and Sandy, Scott's friend asked him to help put together a couch. Scott put it together backwards.
And it took like 2.5 hours.
The screw got stripped, so Scott's like, peace out, I'm done.
I vaped on him.
Why did I even ask you again when you did the first couch? Horrible. Anyhow.
It's okay.
Okay, so putting together furniture, maybe that's crossing the line. How about taking care of the garden? Is that crossing the line? Where is that with the boundaries?
Your neighbor's garden?
So, yes.
No.
More and more people are starting to have these not tiny little gardens, like massive garden beds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then when you and I were talking about it off the air yesterday, you're like, yeah, it's really tough to have a garden because if you go away, who's going to water the garden?
Yeah.
And there you go. You lost all your work.
Yeah. It's like having a dog or a cat or something. You can't just like, bye, we're going on vacation for a week. Doesn't work like that.
So why can't you ask the neighbor, hey, I'm going to be gone for Memorial Day weekend. Can you water my garden?
If you like them and they like you, you have something in return for them when you get home.
Well,
like,
what's the return?
Well,
the cucumbers.
Your Atlantic City shirt.
No, you don't have to pay a neighbor. You scratch your back, I scratch my back, and we scratch our back.
So, like, you know, I mean, there is never a black and white on something like this. It's your relationship you have. And if you guys...
You have that neighbor relationship, which is like your friend Lee, but you don't maybe necessarily know their middle name.
I was
thinking
the same thing. Yeah, right.
So it's one of those relationships. Mm-hmm. You've known each other forever because you live there forever.
Yeah.
But You don't, yeah.
Can you? You can. It'd be a bit tacky.
Why? I don't understand.
Because for $20, you can set up a timer on your sprinkler and let it hit while you're gone.
Yeah, but don't you have to do other things? Do you just have to water it? Don't you have to weed it?
You grew up in a garden as a child.
Oh, I hate the garden.
Did you never go out there and get your nails dirty? Okay, well.
No.
You can weed it every other week, maybe, you know. You just got to water it when it doesn't rain. And
my father plans his trip to Italy. We have, okay, so all my family is in Italy, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents will go and visit.
Mm-hmm.
He will plan the vacation. Like, there's a cutoff of when he can go. Like, April, that's it. He has to be home by May and June. Otherwise, he's not going to have a garden
that season.
That's
right, yeah.
I'm like, why, you don't trust us?
Yeah,
to
right.
Water it?
The daughter that never got her hands dirty.
No, I hate. I'm, like, grateful that he makes that decision because I don't want to deal with that.
Was he the kind of guy that would not let you in his garden?
No, absolutely not. No, he wants help.
So Dad's garden isn't like the good couch in your other room.
Oh, no. That's interesting, though. Is anyone like that? They're very protective of their garden?
Are there a lot of people are, yeah.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, because each individual vegetable plant is its own personality, and you know how to treat it. You know.
Do you talk to them?
Yeah, you talk to them. They talk back. Depends how many.
Hey, I didn't say that being sarcastic. I said that legitimately because I hear people who are really into their gardens or plants or whatever, they talk to them because
I've heard of people playing, like, you know that rock, the speaker rock that you can get for outdoors, and they put it in the garden and they say it helps the plants.
See? Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. My mother used to talk to the plants all the time in the house.
That's crazy.
Well, she's like, don't say that.
Well,
I don't
it is.
Paint
it
the picture that my mother's crazy.
No.
But she did look crazy.
Yeah, that looks, at least it looks crazy. I don't know if she did any kind of like.
She'd be like, good morning.
Yeah, but the thing is, you would have to have, like, you know, what do they call it? The placebo, where you don't talk to one plant, you talk to the other one.
Oh, and the middle child plant.
To see if one plant grows better than the other.
It's like the kitchen plant gets love,
yes.
The family room plant gets love, and the dining room.
Right, yes.
That forgotten room.
It's like
the middle child.
It's like the good couch. Don't sit on it. Don't talk to that plant.
Okay, I thought it was no big deal to ask the neighbor, but maybe you see it differently, too.
If you ever do, I would try all other options first, like family relatives, stuff like that, before the neighbor. Because
so it's okay to take advantage of a family member than it is a neighbor.
Something goes wrong.
What could go wrong? It's a garden. Who cares? So you lose the cucumbers.
It's like watching somebody's dog. On your watch, you don't want the dog to get hit by a car. Like garden, you don't want it to get hit by a herd of deer. You know what I'm saying?
As the neighbor, you would never agree to that.
Yeah.
Because of the pressure of killing crops.
Right. I don't want to.
I see.
Your daughter.
So my daughter, yeah. I may have given her controversial advice after finding out what a boy said about her. So she comes home from school the other day and mm-hmm. she goes, oh my gosh. No, it's this kid that she likes.
Oh, good. 16?
So she's like, oh my gosh, mom, so-and-so thinks that I'm intimidating. She goes, what does that even mean? What does that mean, intimidating? So I was telling my friends, and they agreed. And they're like, yeah, we're kind of intimidated by you, too. She goes, what? I am like, and you know, all her friends tower over her. In my world, when she's home, she's mm-hmm. tall. Oh. When you put her next to her classmates and her friends,
they're all taller.
She is so short by a lot.
Yeah.
So she's like, what are they talking about? And I'm like, listen, girl, you listen to me right now. That's exactly what you want to be. I am very proud of you.
Yeah, because that'll keep every boy away.
Perfect. You are perfect. Do not change. Intimidating. Is exactly. You want boys to be intimidated by you. Good girl.
Okay. The answer or the question is why?
Why?
What does that achieve?
What does intimidating mean to you?
With like a woman, a girl?
Sure.
I'm intimidated by their beauty.
Okay. That's a good thing.
Mm hmm.
That's where I want my daughter to be, because that means she's confident and he's not going to screw around because he knows that she's confident.
Okay, confidence and intimidating is the same thing for you then?
I think so.
That's confidence.
Why, it's not.
Confidence is intimidating's like right-hand man.
Is there a difference?
No. I think that does go right alongside intimidating. So what's on the left-hand side of intimidating?
You know, the easy. I don't know. I don't want a guy to be like, oh, yeah, she's easy. I want a guy to say, oh, yeah, she's intimidating.
What's easy mean?
I don't. Listen.
Stop
is
being
that
generous.
Good advice or not? I think
I
it is.
I don't know. I mean, I would say confidence would stand in the middle. Then intimidating is the byproduct.
Okay. Messages are coming in. 98.9 The Buzz and 818-2899. Mm-hmm. What does intimidating mean to you? Why would you want your daughter to scare people away?
Well, that's it.
I don't see intimidation as scaring anyone away.
Guys don't. There's a certain level when it comes to male-female relationships where if you're too much, then we go, we're next.
Good. That's next. Fine. That's exactly what I want.
Right,
you guys
you don't,
to
you
do.
Want your
right.
daughter to never have a husband.
Well, I want her to get married, but in high school, I don't want her to be so wrapped up in boy craziness.
Why? That's part of being a teenager. You gotta get some.
Don't mess with me is intimidating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I guess people have told her that she has that look, that intimidating look. I don't know if it's RBF. I don't know what it is. But when you do run into, and sometimes I do catch her giving you that look, but she's like listening, but her face looks like she's going to beat you up.
Oh.
And I love it so much. I would never change that about her because it's like, don't mess with me.
You cannot take
advantage of me. I want to be intimidating.
So along with intimidating means to guys, unapproachable. And you're good with that.
Yeah.
Maybe intimidating means you're putting up a wall of who you really are. Because no one is truly intimidating 24/7. So intimidating personality is one of the walls that
but
could be a positive or negative trait.
But she's not trying to be
trait.
Intimidating. You're describing it as she's trying to be intimidating.
Yeah.
She's just... The guy is intimidated by her. Whatever that means, I don't know why, because she is such a sweet, goofy kid.
And she's pretty. I mean, I saw her prom picture. She's beautiful. So that's intimidation. I mean, it's intimidating right there.
Fine.
Yeah.
Own it. She was like, oh, no, what do I change? I'm like, you don't change anything because own that.
You can.
Right?
Yeah, but she should be able to show, like, I'm strong, confident. But I'm also a bit vulnerable to welcome relationships and friendships.
So someone just mentioned confidence attracts people. Intimidation pushes them away.
There you go.
So when does confident turn into intimidating? Because when she was asking me, like, what do I do that's intimidating? I don't know the answer because I don't know what people have said that about me, too. I don't know what we do that's intimidating. So would you teach Ellie to be intimidating?
You can't teach that. Because then they fake it.
Okay.
I don't know. I may not be giving you the answers you want, but that's kind of like my...
No.
But this is the conversation.
I want you to agree with me and say absolutely.
Oh, okay, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I want my daughter to intimidate guys.
Yep, we'll see you at the convent. It's coming up on 5:53 on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy. Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
98.9 The Buzz. Hi, it's Pizzano and Sandy.
Hands down, driving better than flying.
Oh, God. Hands
and
down.
And I have proof.
Nah. Hands down, flying way better than driving. Please, Memorial Day weekend. You want to get there, right?
Memorial Day weekend is obviously this weekend. A record 45 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles. 87% of all Memorial Day travelers will drive.
Right, because they're not going far.
So does that mean they prefer to drive over fly?
If you're going 50 miles, you don't fly. But I get it. I see. There's advantages to both, but I believe there's a better advantage to flying. Look, I take you as an example. You guys drive to freaking Florida.
Once I bought the Volkswagen Atlas from Ide.
Stop with the plugs. Jeez.
Well, no, this is really legitimately my, I threw in Ide there because I have to. Yeah. Once I bought my Volkswagen Atlas, I was like, oh my gosh, wait, this vehicle is so darn comfortable that it made driving way more enjoyable than flying.
Totally understand. Comfortable car, great vehicle, but you lose 4 days of your vacation.
Who said 4 days? You just made that up.
Well, how long does it take to drive to Florida? A day and a half, 2 days almost?
Okay, yes.
And then to drive back from Florida.
I can pack whatever I want. I can stop and go to the bathroom whenever I want. I don't have to worry about delays because sometimes it takes 2 days to get to where you want to go because your flight been canceled.
Yeah, but no. Honestly, I'll pay the extra money to get there and have 4 extra days on the beach. That's flying way, way, way more practical.
It's such a pain. It's so uncomfortable. So they say, AAA says, despite higher gas prices, Memorial Day travel is expected to break records again this year.
Yeah.
Even though gas prices are so high.
People don't care.
And they say that the demand remains strong because people are prioritizing leisure trips and family time. First, what does leisure trips mean? Does that mean non-business trips? Or does it mean like,
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was like, let's go for a drive.
Well, that's two. I mean, there's two types of going on road trips. One, just to just go, you know, the destination, but it's not the destination. It's what's in between. That's one type of road
trip. Okay, I want to land here. Who hates to travel with family? Because AAA says that the demand is strong for Memorial Day weekend because people are prioritizing family time. Anybody hate to travel with family? Whether you fly or drive. Well, no. This makes a difference. Driving with family because you're stuck.
You're stuck for 7 hours in a vehicle together, and you're like, okay, little Johnny's got to pee, then mom's got to pee. It's like, everybody do it at the same time. I'm not. I don't have to go. Then you start going. It's like, I'm hungry.
Did you ever drive with the whole family or just you and your wife took road trips? I don't hear you taking lots of road trips.
No. I mean, before Ellie was born, we did a couple of road trips a year. We'd go to, after Ellie was born. Grandma watched her while we went to see Springsteen in D.C. We drove to D.C.
Uh-huh.
We drove to Charlottesville.
Uh-huh. Family road trips, though. Would you go with your family? What if the in-laws? You all pile in together. One big
minivan.
Full of generations.
Nah.
Full of Spizzanos.
Could.
Look, he's trying to be
driving,
nice. He's trying to be nice.
If I'm driving, yeah.
But you're not going to drive the whole time. You got to take shifts.
Well, how long is the trip is this?
I don't know.
Like, you only know road trips are like thousands of miles. I don't do thousands of miles road trips.
I don't think a road trip is you going to the camper. That's not considered a road trip because that's Fairhaven, which is how far?
It's about an hour.
Yeah, that's not a road trip.
But it's an overnight.
When does it turn into a road trip?
Over 4 or 5 hours and not coming back. Staying somewhere is a road trip.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I agree. Somewhere. Okay, so 5 hours.
Yeah.
That's our mark.
4 or 5 hours.
5 hours plus with family.
And an overnight is a road trip.
Why would you drive 5 hours and then turn around and drive back? What do you?
And an overnight.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, why wouldn't you do an overnight?
Right, right.
Who the hell could drive five? Well, no, wait a minute. I'm thinking of some travel sports teams. You guys probably have to do that.
Yeah,
we
right?
have done that.
No reason. I don't know. I just think the flying, if you're going to go somewhere and if you're going to say like you're going to Florida, you're going to Myrtle Beach or whatever, you just fly there because you got more time on the beach. Even if it's a little more inconvenient and a little more expensive.
Not a little bit more. It's a lot more.
Well, everybody's got different experiences at airports. I love airports. I have the
you
best
You haven't
time.
Been lately.
Yes, I have.
It's so uncomfortable.
Yes, I did in February.
Oh, God. They don't even try. Hey, you're spending thousands of dollars. Let's make your experience horrible.
7:15 coming up on 98.9 The Buzz. Happy Memorial Day weekend. If you're driving or flying, then
yeah, you know. They say Thursday and Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Don't travel then because that's the worst time.
From 3 to 6 p.m. on Friday.
Thursday.
Oh,
so today and tomorrow, 3 to 6 is when everybody goes.
Uh-huh.
Monday afternoon for return trips is the worst.
Yeah,
too.
It's the worst. Yeah.
So good luck.
The smallest move can spark the biggest debate. Welcome to Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
I am going to shut up my neighbor's dogs because they won't shut them up themselves.
And how are you going to do that?
There's a device. You click it and they shut up. It's like a ultrasonic taser.
Wait, it's a dazer.
A dazer? What's that?
It's a exactly what you're describing.
Mm.
It puts out this really high-pitched noise that bothers dogs, but not humans. We can't hear
it. Right. It makes them stop. It.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
My dad at one point said that he was going to buy us all one because mm-hmm. he was always very nervous when we would go take walks. He was nervous that we were going to be attacked by somebody's loose dog.
Oh, yeah.
So he was going to arm us with one of those. And I was like, Dad, I think that's kind of cruel.
My next-door neighbor at the camper, my good friend and his wife, they have 4 bulldogs. And they're all like, and they bark and bark.
Do bulldogs bark a lot?
God, yeah. This thing, and every time I come out of the camper, like it's going to kill me. And they have like a little enclosed like side porch thing deck uh-huh. on their camper, so they're always outside. So like,
aww.
I go around to work.
They're just right? saying hi to you.
Yeah, but I say hi to them, and they bark even harder. So I'm like, get away. I mean,
you are so mean.
No. This is going to be a problem
okay.
when everybody else is finally. Established. This weekend's going to be the test. They're going to get complaints, and I'm going to stop it.
Oh, you're going to be the hero. You're
yep.
going to be the.
Yep, I'm going to be the. I'm going to be
campground hero.
I'm going to have the magic clicker.
Wait, are you going to? Okay, hold on a second. First of all, if you decide this is justified
mm-hmm.
and allow Scott to buy this device,
yes,
you, I don't think should tell him. I think you should secretly do it.
Yeah, yeah. And they always like, we don't know why they're barking at you. We can have other strangers come up. They don't bark. I'm like, yeah, no. I'm in their space, obviously. The dogs feel like I'm in their space.
I would be so livid if I found out that a neighbor bought a device that would make my dog be quiet.
I'm going to buy one for your dog. Your dog barks more. I bet you your neighbors.
It's so cruel.
I bet you your neighbors are like, Jesus, those people
are barking.
They
probably are. But they have their own dog that barks. And I'm completely fine with it. It's a dog talking.
No, it's not.
And I'm completely fine with
it. It's a dog that is no, okay. I looked it up. The psychology of dogs. When a dog barks, don't yell stop. Don't
right,
say
it's like
no.
you're barking back. I
you're
heard
just
that too.
Barking back at him, which
yeah.
encourages them to bark.
So that's why I go, oh, what's wrong, honey? You telling mommy something? And then he barks more too. So there really is no right way.
Yeah,
and
except
I don't think that dazer device that you want to buy.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm casting the first vote. I think this is jerk. What do you feel about it? 818-2899.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what do you say?
I say justified.
Thank you.
Wait, hang on. I'm looking it up if a dazer is dangerous to dogs.
It's not dangerous to dogs.
It says.
No, if the person that has the dogs were respectful to you, they would have it too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is so cool.
I don't like my dogs barking at other people, so. Yeah. I say justified.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm doing
They're
it.
They're just talking. They're just saying, hi, Mr. Scott.
70,000 times a day?
Yeah, but you can't take it. You got to talk to them. You can't upon yourself to
I
do
so. No, and they bark more.
Yeah. And this is there's four of them. So it's like this. It's like they all do it because one does it, you know? And so the other ones are like, why am I barking? Woof, woof. Because he's barking. Woof, you know? And it is really. You have four giant bulldogs barking constantly. Half of my reasoning is to protect them from getting kicked out of this joint.
Oh yeah, right. You're such a hero.
It's not like you're hurting. You're not physically hurting them.
No.
You're just asking them to be quiet.
Correctamundo. Thank you. I'll take justified. Yay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jerk and justified.
It is completely justified.
Oh, yes. Oh my God. This is so insane.
Justified. It's a tool, and they need to learn, and it is effective, and it doesn't need to be on all the time. It doesn't need to be at a high setting.
No. This isn't a taser. This is just an ultrasonic clicker.
That's exactly what a taser is. It says, taser, ultrasonic dog deterrent.
Yeah. What it does is it also has lights on it. So it starts to train them. When they see the light, then they stop barking.
Yes.
After eventually they hear the sound.
I think it's cruel.
It's part of the training.
That would be a great tool. And if it's effective and non-invasive, then go for it. Totally justified.
You would be so angry if you found out your neighbor is doing that to your dog, wouldn't you?
Is making your dog not bark? When you yell at it every time it barks? You know? See, so now you got four dogs and a guy barking at the same time.
I found that it says it's not physically dangerous to dogs when used properly.
Right.
You don't know how to use it. But it can cause stress, fear, or anxiety.
Well, good.
Cause stress when you yell at them, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that is true.
Yeah. All right, justified. Thank you.
But it might make it worse.
It's not going to make
them
bark worse.
Some dogs ignore it completely.
Right,
I have a feeling that these dogs will.
I have a feeling also. Well, there's my $15 for this cheap piece of crap I'm going to buy. Let's see what happens. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk justified. Could be a slam dunk, Sandra.
Completely and totally justified.
Oh, my gosh! Are you serious?
Yes, I'll tell you what. That is a training tool which teaches them so that even when they're not there, they won't do it. We've got a neighbor who's got two pit bulls.
Oof.
One of them, they're both males.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are not mouthy. Only one of them is. And I look at Harry and I yell, I say, Harry, stuff it. Harry, no.
Harry, stuff it.
Doesn't matter. Harry's mouthy as hell. And skittish of everyone. The other dog is the love of life. Everyone. He's a lap dog. So, you know, it's not in the breed. It's in the training.
I agree.
So Scott's going to take it upon himself, and you gave him permission to train someone else's dog, pretty much. Now, it says,
you know,
Scotty,
what?
More about this dazer, it's a slam dunk,
is
but
it
says
you... You want to know why?
Why?
There's a big reason why, because Scott shivs again.
Here we go. He had a bunch of
things.
All
Mark,
right, I get
easy,
it.
Man. Bye.
Now, if you, because the court gave you permission, our jurors, the Buzz listeners, gave you permission to buy this darn thing and dazer those dogs, you have to, it says, not use it as punishment. It has to be paired with positive reinforcement. So you have to use it and then be like, hello, I love you.
When I zap them, I'll be like, good dog.
The verdict is justified.
Justified, justified.
I'm going to buy
justified.
One for my buddy and one for me.
I'm going to buy one for you.
Or justified.
On you. 98.9
The Buzz.
Use on you.
Use on you.
When I go all
you're
alien
the yippie,
on you.
You know what? You're the yippie chihuahua of this show.
Wait a minute. Okay, I can't deny that.
Okay.
Live Audience Thursday is coming up. We got some listeners that are going to be in the studio. We're going to play Keep It PG and what?
We're going to do shots with educators.
I know, this is so awkward.
I can't wait.
Stay right educators.
There. Hold on.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
Uh-oh. I hear the music. Now what are we going to do? All right, here we go. Turn it up. Feel the vibe. Thursday's live. Let's survive. Reach up high. Come on, we got coffee shots. Reach to the sky. Here we go. Shot, 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 shot. Coffee shot, shot, shot. The only reason we have coffee.
Cheers.
The only reason we have. The only reason we have coffee shots on Live Audience Thursday is because we have educators.
Yes, we do. So, and they all looked at us like, "What? What are we doing?" So, Superintendent Dr. Kenny is in the studio with us.
Good morning, everybody.
Wheatland Chili is here.
Wheatland Chili representing.
Yes.
And Mr. Ryan, all from Wheatland Chili. Yes.
Good morning.
Hello, Ryan. How are you?
Mr. Ryan.
Mr. Ryan.
Mr. Ryan is how his students know him.
That is very true.
Yes, and it's one of your daughter's favorite bus drivers.
Yeah, he was our bus driver for my kids, both my kids. Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
First day of kindergarten.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Man, and now look at, she's 16, and the other one's off to in the world doing her thing. She's 21.
That just means that we're old.
Nah, that's exactly. You don't age. You look exactly the same.
Yes. Yeah. And you're still tall.
I am. Yes.
I went out in the lobby. I went out to welcome them, and I had to get the chair to stand on to give them a hug.
I love that.
Well, I can't wait. We got lots of stuff coming up this morning. Plus, both my parents were educators, so I just love talking, and we're going to find some great. I've got this teacher, and I don't know what school he was from, but later on, I want to play this piece of audio for you guys. And if you don't fall off your chair laughing, anybody who's a teacher is anybody
who's
been around.
He's going to push you off your chair. No,
yes, no, I'm serious. It is so funny.
Just think about that one thing that parents think is part of your job, but really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're testing you with.
We'll get into that. Yeah.
So coming up in a few minutes, we're going to play Keep It PG. This hour of the show when we do Live Audience Thursday is not catered to teachers. So this feels very uncomfortable for both you and us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pick one, Cheryl. This is the person who is going to be the judge. The other two are going to have to play Keep It PG.
Yeah. Do you know whose name?
Okay. Oh, Cheryl's a judge.
Cheryl's a judge. She's like,
judicious.
She's like, I got out of it.
Keep It PG next.
All right, right here on 98.9 The Buzz, Live Audience Thursday. Let's go.
98.9 The Buzz.
Spazano and Sandy, it's time for Keep It PG with a Live Audience Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz.
We have, from the Wheatland Chili School District, Superintendent Dr. Kenny.
Yay. Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Dr. Kenny.
Check us out.
Thanks for coming in.
Cheryl and Mr. Ryan. Now, Cheryl is the judge. This is a very important role for you, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot play favorites, even though the superintendent is sitting right there.
I know. That's tough.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do not play favorites.
I won't.
And it's the most creative gets the point, okay?
You
so rules
it.
Of the game, if you're not familiar, keep it PG. You cannot use the same word someone else answers with. You have to answer immediately, no more than 5 seconds.
Okay.
And no favorites.
And no favorites,
Cheryl.
I
will do my best with no favorites.
I know I'm your favorite.
And because it's a stop doing psychology.
He's sitting next to me, Dr. Kenny.
So it's not the first thing that comes to your mind because it's Keep It PG. It's the second thing.
And Cheryl, you're judging it on most creative gets the point, not necessarily most practical or most PG. It's the one that makes you laugh, the answer that makes you laugh. Oh. Most important rule of this game, you have to keep it PG.
Okay.
Dr. Kenny.
understood.
I think you will. I think you will.
Dr. Kenny, you are kicking us off every round. There's 3 rounds with a tiebreaker if we need to.
Okay, go.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready.
What's something that's hard to keep under control even when things heat up?
Oh.
Your temper.
Temper!
Good answer.
Good one.
Mr. Ryan, keep it PG. Something that's hard to keep under control when things heat up.
Personality.
Personality.
Okay.
That was a horrible answer.
No.
Cheryl, this is an easy one for you.
Let me think.
Scott?
Yes.
Keep it PG. What's something that's hard to keep under control when things heat up?
My 6-year-old.
You know your audience. Okay, Cheryl, who gets the point?
Wow. I have to say, I loved Dr. Kenny's answer, but I have to go with Scott.
Oh! Yay! That's a ball!
Thank you.
Playing to the
wow,
crowd.
Cheryl, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Put myself out there for you.
I may not be working after this, but that's okay.
No, this is called job security.
Okay, ready? Really round
is.
Two.
Yes.
Name something, Dr. Kenny, mm-hmm. that gets hard when it's cold.
Water. That's a lame answer.
Mr. Ryan, name something that gets hard when it's cold.
PG.
Yes, got to keep it
keep
PG.
Keep it PG, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
I know.
Four.
Three, two.
I have no idea.
Come on, you got to answer quick. First thing, come back.
Anything.
I can't say the first thing. I can't say the second thing either.
Go to the third.
Nose hair.
Okay,
nose,
yes.
Very good. Okay.
That's a good one. No,
Scott Sedano. Yeah. Keep it PG. Name something that gets cold or gets hard when it's cold.
A pain by RG&E bill.
Huh?
Paying my RG&E
okay.
bill.
Okay. All right.
It's hard.
I don't. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was good.
I have to go with Dr. Kenny.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Trying to make up for the first round.
I am,
thank
yes,
you.
I am. I want
it. Dr. Kenny worked HR before this job, too, by the way, everyone. Okay, ready. This. Final one.
Keeping it clean.
Name an activity that leaves you out of breath and sweaty afterward.
Oh, goodness.
Oh.
Normal day of work?
Yes.
That's good.
That was
Mr. Ryan. Yeah, keep it PG. Yeah, okay. Name an activity that leaves you out of breath and sweaty afterward.
I'm going to go with, for me, just walking up the stairs.
That's this is going to be hard. Scott Spazzano, keep it PG.
Okay.
An activity that leaves you out of breath and sweaty afterward.
Yard work.
All right.
Very nice.
Cheryl.
Cheryl. So I have to again go with Dr. Kenny because I know how that feels.
Yeah. Dr.
Cheryl
Kenny
has my back.
Yeah.
Wins Keep It PG on Spazzano and Sandy.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Wheatland Chilai Live Audience Thursday. Representing education style, Dr. Stephen Kenny, the superintendent, Cheryl Giudice.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
A nice Irish
very
name.
Good.
Yeah, and Mr. Ryan, who's a legendary bus driver.
That's one of the keywords.
Yes, legendary.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Legend,
yeah.
Just one of the keywords.
We'll keep it at legend.
Yeah.
Thank you. Keep it at legend.
Yes.
Okay, you guys, this is perfect. See, this morning around 6, I played this, but I got to play this again for you guys. I played it for the teachers before they're going to school. Now I got to play this and tell me what you think. If you could possibly encapsulate the thoughts of every educator, like from the beginning of May to the end of school, this is what it would sound like. Here we go.
Y'all, teaching at the end of the school year is not a job. It's a live-action escape room designed by Satan and funded by Scholastic Book Fair money. These children are feral. A second May hits. Every student walks in like a divorced dad on the first day of vacation. Shoes untied, energy unholy. One child's carrying a single go-gurt with no backpack, no pencil, no plan for the future. The kids can smell summer. We'll be up there teaching fractions and suddenly a lawnmower starts up outside. And 27 children simultaneously turn their heads to the window like they're prison inmates longing for freedom. You're not teaching anymore. You're just narrating the chaos. Charlotte, please stop barking. Why is there syrup on the Chromebook? Philip, put Connor down. Whose retainer is this? Meanwhile, middle schoolers are emotionally fighting for their lives. A girl is sobbing because Madison removed her from the shared Spotify playlist. Carly's crying because her best friend liked her TikTok in an aggressive way. What does that mean, Carly? Y'all teachers are dumb.
over it. Every teacher right now is surviving on iced coffee, vibes, and the phrase, just make it to Friday. Suddenly, every class has become, today we're watching a movie about friendship because Mr. Greg has medically separated from reality. There are award ceremonies, field days, graduations, standardized testing, and at least one child has thrown up after spinning too fast at recess. And it's not just the teachers. The school itself has quit as well. The AC quits. The copier jams every 6 minutes. One hallway smells like ketchup for no reason. There's glitter everywhere, and nobody used glitter. But somehow, we still pull it off. We still decorate doors. We still rehearse the concerts. We still hug the kids goodbye while looking like Civil War nurses. Because deep down, we love these tiny little lunatics. But I swear to God, if one more child asks me, are we having class today or do we get to play? I'm gonna climb into the ceiling tiles and live there till August. Find your joy.
Cheryl, you okay?
Cheryl's
dying. I loved it.
She is dying over here.
Cheryl, how many kids have you had? Because after having so many kids, when you laugh that hard, we know what happens.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. It was hilarious. Very good.
What is the one thing Scotty and I were joking during Teachers Appreciation Week? We brought this up and we got such great reaction. The one thing that parents think is part of your job, but really isn't.
That's a tough one because our jobs are nurses, we are doctors, we are counselors, we are referees, we are get them in the seatbelt. We are so we do a lot of things. I would have to say the quickest thing response I would have is not being responsible for their lost items or if a student takes an item from them.
Oh, good one, yeah.
Lost and found. All right, yeah. Dr. Kenny.
I just want to say God bless all of our educators out there, not only at Wheatland Chalet, but also across the nation. It is a little bit of a gauntlet to get to the end of the school year, but it's a culmination of a lot of hard work. It's a culmination of a lot of perseverance. And our educators, I can tell you, in Wheatland Chalet are doing an amazing job to keep things moving in a positive
direction.
How
true was Mr. Greg on his diatribe?
Mr. Greg, there were many things in there that were nailed perfect.
Yeah, which was your favorite?
I just want to say, you know, I don't really know the aggressive TikTok language. I wish I had a better understanding of how to read tone and intonation on TikTok. But our teachers do a wonderful job of managing that. Our administrators are in the hallways, making sure things are running smoothly, and our parents are really sending kids to school prepared to finish the year strong. So
that's awesome.
Everyone's doing a great job, but it is not easy.
I think Mr. Ryan, I think the one that hit you the hardest was the standing there looking like Civil War nurses.
I thought that was it. That's how I feel at the end of the day.
Right? Really?
You got to remember on a bus that you have 60 kids, and Monday, Tuesday, it's 90 degrees.
Yeah, I know.
So on a bus, it's 105, 106.
Man. Yeah.
So while the sweat is dripping down my eyes, and this one comes up, this one pokes me, this one stuck out their tongue.
But you love every minute of it, and that's why you are encouraging everybody to sign up to be a bus driver.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the other thing. Is there's such a shortage, as everybody knows, with bus drivers and everything. Mm-hmm. When I started, you waited 2 years to be able to get a contract, to be able to get benefits, to be able to get
really?
Oh,
easily. Yeah. Easily 2 years. Now, there's such a shortage, you walk in. And we at Wheatland Chalet are so lucky to have the medical benefits, the pension, just the opportunity. And we're very, very small. It's the best thing.
Almighty.
Exactly. Yeah. We all make it work together. In our transportation department, I'm sorry, I've been in this for 26, 27 years.
Yeah.
By far, the best place I have ever worked in my entire life.
Okay.
And that was 911.
Yeah.
You know,
you did, yeah.
Our job is not easy. It's probably one of the toughest jobs in the world. Teaching, driving, the whole aspect of it.
But it's also the most satisfying.
It's the most satisfying.
You know,
that one day you wake up and it's 20 below zero and Dr. Kenny didn't call school and we're really upset that he didn't call school and now we got to go in. Exactly. I got his number. I text, please close school. See you in 10 minutes, Ry. You know, it's not. Yeah, it's
Ryan,
great.
Get up. We have school today.
I got to walk through 4 foot of snow.
I got a question. If somebody wants to get into this and come and work for you guys and drive bus and stuff, what's the process and how do they get a hold of you?
They would apply on our website, and then it automatically goes to my email and mm-hmm. I call them for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously we're looking for good drivers, but also those that can encourage our kids to stay in school mm-hmm. and have relationships with them. At Wheatland, every one of our drivers has a relationship with each and every student, including their parents, knowing their grandparents, knowing who's going to be at the stop.
Because it's more than being a good driver. You're the first thing they see.
Yes.
And the last thing.
And the last thing they see, these kids. Yeah.
I think the other thing that Cheryl didn't mention is that you don't have to be a bus driver to apply for a position. We can train you.
We can bring you along.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about a profession that is doing service every day associated with taking care of kids, making sure kids have what they need to be successful, contributing to an amazing culture in a district, give us a try. Give us a look. Because Wheatland Child is a special place. It's a gem on the west side of Rochester, New York. It's the smallest district. It's the mightiest. But I'll tell you, if you come check us out, you will be amazed at what's going on out there and all the good things that we're doing.
Oh, thank
you. And you get to work with me. I mean, that's nothing. You got it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's you great. Guys, Dr. Kenny's got to go do a thing with his son, which is very dedicated. Thank you much. Cheryl, thank you so much.
Yes.
And once again, can you just give the website out for people who are lazy like me and don't want to look it up?
Do a shout out.
Yeah, what's the website?
Oh,
yeah,
98.
No, your website.
No, your
you
website where we can apply.
I'm trying to remember.
I'm so sorry.
We're at the buzz right now.
Wheatland Child Life. We're here to promote school district.
Wheatland Child Life.
Okay.
Wheatland Child Life Central School.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Ryan, thank you so much.
I love you guys. You guys are my people. You always have been. Thanks for being so supportive.
Absolutely. Shout out to the bus drivers. We love you.
Love you guys.
Love you.
All right. If you miss anything from the show, you can go to the podcast, Fasano and Sandy, or The Breakfast Buzz, wherever you listen to your podcast. But now it is time to say, we out.
We out, like my coffee cup. I had 3 cups today, 2 half caps and 1 full. I'm jacked right now.
You know what's funny? I have not had one.
Okay, well, I'll buy
you
one.
Let me tell you what, it's now much better.
See you, bye.
Bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Fasano and Sandy. You're the best.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.